Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot, fresh from sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC. We your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. Let's go, baby. Let's go, baby. The new NFL season is here. Hey, Ravens Chiefs tonight. Let's go.
Yeah, man.
Welcome in to the Thursday, September 5th edition of D-Lo and KC. Welcome into a brand new NFL season. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we in here.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Yes, sir. We are here, baby. We are here. It is the Ravens and Chiefs tonight, with the Chiefs taking their first step towards a potential three-peat. A historic season is on the line. For the Kansas City Chiefs, man, there is a lot to talk about. As we just told the insiders, got four in and four out coming up today. That exercise was tough.
Well,
it was.
It was tough-ish.
So I'm going to have you start when we get there, because, like, if you see the notes, I want you to kind of lead. I had to make a very difficult decision this morning. I'm not happy with it. I may have found my out, but I'm not happy with it. I also discovered something I don't think I realized, and we'll talk about that. That's all coming up here in the first hour. We're down to business, man. Wow, look at Jesse. No shock. I'm just now seeing Jesse's four in, four out. No one should be surprised by this.
Hey, don't do that.
Now I'm going to be clear. I thought about it, too.
Yeah.
I thought about it, too. I couldn't bring myself to do it, but I absolutely thought about it, too. So this is,
find out later who we're getting the hell out of here.
It's a fun, well, everybody knows who you're getting the hell out of here. Anyone who's paid attention to this show recently knows who you're getting out of there. I found the exercise a little bit difficult. There are some things that made it a little bit more simplistic. We dove into a lot of teams over the last 24 or so hours, and the turnover, like, four in and four out is a great number. And it's I've always explained, it's the number I got from Trey Wingo. I think he used to do the segment on NFL Live. But the number of teams that missed the playoffs that made it the prior year, it's normally higher than four. We've seen five, we've seen six, like, we've seen large numbers. I think we saw seven a handful of years ago. While we've been on the air, and so many things that during free agency, during the offseason, they can feel like small things. But when you start looking at these teams and realize, man, those small things really, really added up. How do I look at that team the same way I looked at last year's team? And that happened with a couple of teams that I'm taking out of the playoffs later on today.
Yeah, I mean, you've got teams that, you know, I'm not going to give away any of the teams, but, you know, you've got teams that, on the flip side of it, RIP, made little adjustments here and there that improved their team and their roster or their organization and gave them an opportunity to get into the playoffs where they weren't there last year. So with a lot of teams, usually when you have like the top teams, they're usually there for some years. But those teams, those fringe teams, those, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 seeds, the difference between them making it and not is pretty minute sometimes. So yeah. they like that's one of the things I was looking at. For me, three of the teams on both sides, in and out, Boss, was easy. It okay. didn't take any time. The fourth team, that's where I had to think a little bit.
Yeah, I think we're kind of on the same page with that, which is why, you know, if you think like three of them are easy.
I shouldn't say easy. They
no,
I,
maybe
they,
obvious.
I didn't think as long as I did for the last team, for the first three teams on both sides. I was just like, yeah, I feel this way about them. I mean, it's no guarantee that those teams are going to be out of the playoffs and these teams are going to be in. But I feel pretty good about it. The last one, I was like, ah.
And the fact is, every year there are teams that are a disappointment. There's teams that are a surprise. Mm-hmm. And I think last year the Texans were a bit of a surprise. I think CJ was a surprise. Mm-hmm. At least at that level, at the level like, CJ performed at an extremely high level and won. Mm-hmm. And another conversation that we'll have today is I feel like over the course, really since the draft, and Caleb Williams is very good, I would encourage Bears fans, and Caleb Williams and the Bears will probably be talked about a lot today, but I would encourage Bears fans to like hit the pause button just for a second, not on how good Caleb can be, but how good Caleb will be this year. Because what CJ did was not normal. And I think you spend an offseason talking about who's the next CJ Stroud, who the next CJ Stroud is. Well, you've done that many times before. You had RG3 and Andrew Luck perform at a ridiculous high level their very first years at the same time. That doesn't happen a lot. You could point to Russell Wilson, who these guys played at a high level and like won. Russell Wilson did it as a rookie. Cam Newton had an incredible rookie year. His team stunk, though. But he had an incredible rookie year. Guys who did what CJ did last year, where he put up the numbers and won, are different. And the idea that, oh, Jalen Daniels in Washington. Mm-hmm. Could he be this year's CJ Stroud? Well, no. Like, the numbers say there isn't going to be a CJ Stroud this year. But don't judge Jalen or Caleb or Bo Nix or any other starting rookie against C.J. Stroud. Mm-hmm. Judge them in their own position. The Texans, they got the benefit of a coaching change. You know, they had some guys on the defensive end left over. It all kind of worked out for them. People think that the same might be true for Washington. They think the same might be true for Chicago. They think the same might be true for Denver. Salute. Maybe you're right. But those guys performing at the level he did, history says probably isn't going to happen. Yeah. So don't judge him against that.
No, for sure. I mean, another factor in my opinion, in C.J. Stroud's season was the division. I mean, the division wasn't strong at all.
Right.
So you talk about Caleb and what he might be able to do. He's going up against two other top flight teams in the NFC. You know what I mean? So when I talk about the Lions and the Packers.
Yeah.
So, and he's playing them a combination of four times. So, I think Caleb is going to be a good ball player. On the plus side, like the positive side, he's got kind of what CJ had a little bit, maybe even a little bit more, whereas that Bears roster looks really good. then Caleb's job is just going to be kind of to distribute, get the ball to where it needs to be, learn the game on the fly, as opposed to maybe what Justin Fields had to do when that team wasn't very good around him and he had to carry everything. So that would be the optimistic side of a Bears fan thinking Caleb can have the level of success record-wise that C.J. Stroud did or any of those other quarterbacks that you talked about. I think it's going to lie somewhere in between, you know, like
and that's rational.
Somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, that's a perfectly rational thought, something where it's like, hey, there's something here. Mm-hmm. And I think that is that's the gift and the curse that Jordan Love is facing. Mm-hmm. Like, I saw, like, a non-hot take Packers Super Bowl pick this morning.
Oh, that's going, that's a lot.
That's a lot,
that's
right?
A lot of people doing
and it's a lot of,
there's a lot of people doing that.
It's a lot of progression of Jordan Love. Mm-hmm. And it's like, all right, he's different, though. He's not a rookie. Mm-hmm. He's not Caleb. This isn't his second year. He's been in the NFL a little bit. That man's on his second contract at this point. Like,
he's the highest paid player in the game.
He's in a different barometer, and they're looking at him like they looked at quarterbacks in the past on that team. And they believe, well, we saw enough from Jordan Love to, man, maybe he could be the Aaron Rodgers. Maybe the Green Bay Packers really are going to have three quarterbacks over the course of 60-some-odd years. Hmm. And it's like, yeah, you still got to give him a little time, as you just mentioned, the divisions, Detroit, Green Bay being the other one, Chicago being the team on the come up. And all of that leads into the MVP taking the field tonight.
Yeah.
The most disrespected player in all of the National Football League.
I'm with that. Yeah. I think Lamar Jackson, regardless of what Stephen A. has to say or anybody has to say, he has an opportunity to do it again. He has an opportunity to be the MVP. He's got an opportunity, and I can make the argument, to be the best player in the game. I know we talk about Patrick Mahomes and all this, and Patrick Mahomes is great. But the best player in the game may be Lamar Jackson. Like, I can say that right now, including Patrick Mahomes. Patrick wins. He's won at a high level. Don't take that away from him. Lamar Jackson may be the best player in football. And he may do it again this year.
He might, but I'll be really curious how he's judged. It really feels to me like to win another MVP, he'd have to finish in the range of 15-2. That sounds outrageous.
Well, whatever the number one seed is, though.
I don't think the number one seed's going to matter. I mean, if it's 15-2, it's fine. If it's 13-4, are those numbers even right?
Yeah, 17. I don't think
it does. Unless there's no, like, it's Lamar and somebody.
It'll be a short list of people who can
take it
from him,
yeah,
if he's the number one seed in the AFC.
Are we thinking too much of, like, the way the NBA votes? Because I feel like if Lamar was the one seed and, like, he did tear it up, I think he could get another MVP.
So
I don't think they do what the NBA does.
Yeah, so I made the comparison that they don't judge Lamar's postseason victories or lack thereof the way that they did Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers kept winning MVPs. So maybe what you say has some validity, but the dialogue around Lamar Jackson is very, very different. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if this is a thing where Lamar has to win a title this year or go to the Super Bowl. I'm not sure, but I do agree with, if Lamar is a one seed, the list is really, really short of guys who can beat him, because if the Ravens are a one seed, it's because of Lamar Jackson.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In large part because of Lamar Jackson. They got Derrick Henry now. How does that work? How do those two work in tandem? One thing that feels for sure, though, headed into tonight's game, this feels like two Super Bowl or bust teams. The Chiefs are the defending Super Bowl champions. No other outcome does for them. The Ravens have this baggage of, quote, postseason failures. Maybe a Super Bowl appearance is enough. But these are two teams with eyes on the Super Bowl at the end of the year. And we're excited to kick this NFL season off. Sure. We've got a lot to talk about. We're just getting started. Sealing with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino, where we will be this Monday when the 49ers kick off their new season against the New York Jets. Monday Night Football, D'Lo and Casey live from 32 Brew Street from 12 to 4. Pull up, see us. Great food, great drinks, and an open invitation to anyone in the Sacramento sports media who wants to come out and see us.
Everyone to pull up, man.
Everyone gets a mic.
Whoever want to pull up, come on.
Four in and four out. Next on ESPN 1320. Didn't get to do this on the handoff with James and Kyle, but congratulations to our brothers who hit the year marker today.
Yeah, man.
A year of the insiders.
Come on, that was a hell of a free agent acquisition.
Yeah, man, that's ESPN's biggest free agent acquisition right there, being able to pair James and Kyle up together and knowing that there's a bigger future ahead for that show is really exciting as ESPN 1320 continues to grow outside of the little old 2 hours that D'Lo and Casey had. we've got all day programming for you with James and Kyle taking the air at 12 o'clock, and hopefully that gets bumped up here pretty soon. D'Lo and Casey for 4 hours, and then we'll run it back through drive time from 4 to 6, where you can catch anything you might have missed.
Yeah, man. I mean, we're here.
Even if it's accidentally old news.
Well, that
it's only happened once, but.
It's only happened once. It was kind of like it went past everybody real quick until it was like 5 o'clock. And we're like, oh, snap.
Well, it wasn't 5 o'clock.
What was it, about 4:30 or something?
It was like 4:10 when I went to see Complex and I heard us. And I was like, what's that? I was like, oh, God. Is Run It Back playing? And Charlie's looking at me like, what's wrong? I was like, well, Brandon Ayuk signed like 40 minutes ago.
And we sitting there like, man, I don't think this deal getting done, bro. You know what I'm saying? To be honest with you, it's time to play hardball, and you might have to trade him right now. To be honest with you.
It's not a perfect system. But I assure you, everyone involved was mortified.
But I think that was the only time that.
Yeah, I don't think that's ever happened. Well, the 49ers are the only organization who breaks news before 4 o'clock.
That's true. That's true.
So, salute.
It happens.
So congratulations to the insiders. Congratulations to James and Kyle. Very, very proud of both of them and excited for the continued growth of the insiders. Four in, four out, man. It's a tradition unlike any other. What four teams that missed the playoffs last year will make it this year? We have shared notes on this. Boy, there are a lot of teams in common. Maybe this wasn't as difficult as I thought. I do have my eye on one team that I may pull the trigger on before this conversation is over. Mm-hmm. Only because, and I'll mention one because it's all on ours. I agonized over this all morning. Not because of my boy Baker, but because I don't like Atlanta the way that you guys do. Mm. I don't like New Orleans the way that you guys do. But you know what swayed me? They've won the division 3 straight years.
Mm. Mm.
They're going to win it 4?
I didn't know they won it 3 straight years. I didn't even pay attention to them winning it 3 straight
years. Yeah, I wanted it out there in public. I sold all my stock on the Saints, by the way.
Yeah, I'm not that high on the Saints. I thought about them a little bit, but not in that context, not in winning the NFC South. To me, the Falcons are a clear favorite to win the NFC South.
So from a Bucs perspective, let me start with the Bucs. And that's where this got difficult for me, is because if you remove the Bucs, you have to replace them with another NFC South team.
Mm-hmm.
And by default, I went with the Falcons because I don't buy the Saints at all. I do believe that these teams are a relative dead heat. Mm-hmm. But when I look at my boy Baker, he's got a new offensive coordinator. I don't love that. They lost Shaq Barrett.
Mm-hmm.
They lost Carlton Davis. They lost a handful of guys on the defensive end.
Godwin can never stay
healthy. And so you're relying on you have Godwin who can't stay healthy. Of course, you got Mike Evans over there, and then you got Baker. They're going to have a difficult schedule because they won the division.
Mm-hmm.
Now that happened last year as well, but when you look at the way that they won the division, man, they came on really late,
yeah.
And it feels like there's a lot working against them. And even if it's just by a game, it looks like all of us went with the Falcons to win the NFC South. I don't like it. I'm not happy about it. But 4 straight years for the Bucs, losing guys on the defensive end, their coach headed to Carolina, their offensive coordinator headed to Carolina, having a new OC come in to work at Baker. I don't love it, man.
See, I don't think it's by default, though. I'm still on the Falcons. I like Bijan Robinson. Kirk's going to be good. Drake London to finally have a decent quarterback throwing him the ball.
Doesn't their defense stink?
No, I don't stink. No? I mean, it's not top 5, but it's
good enough to win the NFC South. Yeah,
yeah. Well, and so that's the thing, right?
Yeah.
That's what it really boils down to, is they might just be good enough to win the division.
Their offense will be nice. They'll put up points and all, and the defense won't be like top 10, top 5 or whatever, but they'll be good enough.
And kind of like, I guess I don't give them this type of leeway or credit, but mainly because the replacement isn't that good. But kind of like the Steelers with who was the quarterback last year?
Kenny Pickett.
I mean, Ritter is awful. So they made a switch.
Yeah.
That's going to be worth probably 2 to 3 wins.
And you're going to have a couple tears with your quarterback.
With a guy like Kirk Cousins, from Ritter to Cousins.
Yeah.
Assuming he's healthy, that's enough to swing it.
That's fair.
I think.
That's fair.
Because the division was pretty
snug.
Pretty mid as it was.
Yeah,
it was
9 and 8,
and it was a tiebreaker situation that won it for the Bucks. So
still don't know why they took, I think,
Michael Penix with the first pick. But
bizarre.
Whatever. Fine.
Super bizarre.
It's the NFC South. Fine.
Yeah, I don't know what that was on.
Kirk Cousins sitting at home like, you've got to be kidding me.
It's like,
what is this?
What did Cousins say? God help me, or pray for me.
Oh, what did DeMarcus say? Pray. Was it God help me, or what was it? Pray for me. He was allegedly doing hot yoga with Jason Jones that day. What was that? Jorgis?
Yeah,
Papianis.
Yeah. Look, I mean, let me look at the Falcons schedule a little bit. Got some tough outer division games. Steelers, they should win, but they got to go to Philly. They got the Chiefs. They got Seattle, they got the Cowboys, and then it's pretty light in the second half. They got the Chargers,
but
after their bye week, it's Minnesota, Vegas, Giants, Commanders.
Shot at Vegas.
And Carolina. I mean, if they can survive, if they can stay above water till the bye week, which is week 12 is their bye week, the end of the season is borderline cake.
I think they can get to 10 wins.
Because what's that, 11? So I'm asking them to go to be 500, 6-5 or 5-6 going into the bye, and those final 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games, I mean they should go at least 4-2.
But the Bucks play the same teams though, don't they?
Yes and no. I mean it's a different schedule, right?
After the bye week, they play the Giants, the Panthers, the Raiders, the Chargers, the Cowboys, and then they end with the Panthers and Saints. That's their bye week was week 11. Now, before the bye week, week 10 moving backwards, they've got the 49ers, and then they got the Chiefs right before that. They also got the Ravens and the Detroit Lions on their schedule.
Yeah, see, so
that's tough.
Let me look at Tampa real quick before their bye, which is the same week actually. Can they go 5-6 or 6-5? I don't know.
I'm looking at the Falcons schedule. They low-key might be that team at the end of the season. Like, yeah, you won 10, 11, maybe 12 games, but you're not doing anything in the postseason. We'll be saying that about them, I think.
They might win 12 games.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not doing that.
Come on, dude.
No, I'm not. Look, I put them in the playoffs. I'm not giving them 12 wins. Absolutely not. I like Kirk Cousins, though. I think Kirk Cousins is a very good quarterback, and as you noted, a very, very clear upgrade. You want to give us another team that we all had out? Because it looks like each of us have one team that's different.
Yeah.
We all got the Bucks out, and we all have the Falcons in.
Yes. The other team that we all have out, as I look at Jesse, we're on the same page, is the Steelers.
Yeah.
Steelers will be just out.
Disrespectful.
Well.
And they'll be 9-8.
Yeah, they'll be 9-8.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
dude, Russell Wilson's already dealing with a calf injury like today.
Yeah, I don't like the quarterback situation at all. I don't like it. I don't like it.
And
I don't know what Mike Tomlin's approach to this is going to be like. Is his idea that Russell Wilson is the starting quarterback moving forward unless he gets hurt? Or is he trying, like, does he just get the first crack at the job?
I'm not Mike Tomlin, obviously, or whatever, but looking at Mike Tomlin, I think he's thinking Russell Wilson just gives them the best chance to make the playoffs. I think people still look at Russell Wilson in a sense where, like, there's something there.
Now, I will say this about the Steelers. I know anything can happen. We're talking. We're having a nice little exercise. The schedule.
Mm-hmm.
You may have a bit of a, like, launching off point to your season, a quote-unquote soft start to your season, as soft as it can get. You got Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Pause. Hey. You got Atlanta.
Don't ruin 4-4 out, pal.
You got Atlanta, which I think you're going to lose that game. But then you got Denver. Mm-hmm. You got the Chargers, which you might lose that game.
Well, people like Denver, too.
I don't like them like that.
I know. I got you. Yeah, I hear like you. Like I'm that. Just.
You got the Chargers, which may be tough, but you get them at home. That's your home opener. And you got Indy. You got the Cowboys. You got the Raiders. Jets, Giants. So those that 8 games. I mean, maybe 4-4, maybe 5-3. And then at that point, you're in it. Like you can try to push towards winning another 4 or 5 games to get 9-8, maybe 10-7. Like I see the path. I don't believe in them, but I see the path based on the schedule and the way things match up.
This is how it'll go. It'll be the last game of the season, the last week of the season. Like, oh yeah, Pittsburgh can get in if they win this game. The Bengals need to lose here. All right, the Raiders need to lose this one as well.
Play the Bengals on the last game of the season.
Well, then, perfect, whatever. They'll need help to get in. Yeah, that's how it always is for the Steelers. And they'll get super close, too.
If they win that one and the Chiefs lose to the Chiefs beat the Chargers, then they'll be in.
George Pickens is the wide receiver we were talking about during the Brandon Ayuk stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And Najee Harris?
Najee Harris and Jalen Warren. You got to start mentioning Jalen Warren, I think, with their running backs.
Yeah, not
just starting to fall off a bit.
Took a little step back.
Okay, so they need another offensive weapon then. So is Jalen? Is this Warren kid that you're talking about?
No, you need more than that.
That became my primary concern.
Steelers media, at the very least, super down on Pittsburgh after they couldn't get the Brandon Ayuk trade done. They're like, this is bad. This is not okay.
If they got Ayuk, I probably wouldn't have took him out. I probably would have looked somewhere else. But
that division's tough, though, man.
Yeah.
That division's tough.
Yeah. So we all have the Pittsburgh Steelers out.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like we all have the Cincinnati Bengals in. So we're banking on the return of Cody Rhodes slash Eminem slash Joe Burrow. Joe's coming through to finish the story.
It's the story. Yeah, I got them in, man. I think
we all got the Bengals in.
Yeah. For me, Joe Burrow's a top four quarterback. So if he's healthy, you're playoffs.
Ja'Marr Chase, top five.
Who's third?
Wide receiver.
Josh Allen.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to argue with that.
There's a four horseman of quarterbacks for me. There's a four horseman, and then it's everyone else.
That's not terrible.
He's not in the four horseman.
Yes, he is.
Well, who would you put it? If you move Josh Allen, who would you put in there?
There wouldn't be four horsemen.
Oh, well, there's got to be a Tully Blanchard. Like, come on, man. There's got to be a Tully Blanchard.
Brock. I put Brock ahead of Josh Allen. I think Brock better.
Okay. Well, Brock could wind up being the Ric Flair when this thing is over.
I hope not ever. That's a crazy dude.
Well, indeed it is.
But
so we all got the Steelers out and we all got the Bengals in.
Yeah, the Bengals, I got to see what they do at the running back spot. But you got...
They got Chase Brown and Zach Moss, I think.
Yeah, I got to see because Joe was really good for him. But you've got Burrow, who I think is one of those top quarterbacks. I'm assuming his health. You got Ja'Marr Chase, who's the top five, top three wide receiver in the game. And then you got T. Higgins, who's maybe the best second option in the league, best number two.
Here's the only thing that gives me concern about the Bengals and Ja'Marr is Ja'Marr – I feel like I'm probably overstating this a little bit. I'm not going to walk it back. I feel like Dak is in a no-lose situation.
Hmm.
Now, Dak can play like crap, but I still feel like someone would pay him major, major money.
I agree.
I feel like Ja'Marr is a little more... I think Dak's comfortable. I think Dak is very comfortable in the situation he is in right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think he understands more likely than not his time's coming, whether it's with the Cowboys or with someone else. I'm not sure that Ja'Marr has a full grasp of what's going on yet. Mm-hmm. Like, he wants to get paid. He doesn't have a lot of leverage. And in reality, he really does have to go out there and play this year. Mm-hmm. You hope you don't have to go through it next year. But in reality, this might have been I don't want to call it a miscalculation. You want to hope that it works, mm-hmm. but I don't know what his expectations were. If his expectations were, hey, if I don't show up and I play hardball, this thing's going to get done, then he's entering this thing really, really disappointed. Maybe it went exactly how he expected, and he's just giving them a preview of what's going to happen next year.
Mm-hmm.
There could be a number of things that his agent and agency have advised him to do on this. I'm just not sure he's going into this season super comfortable, and that's big for Joe Burrow the Cincinnati Bengals.
So check this out. Play devil's advocate in this situation. Not only do you have Ja'Marr in that situation, you've got T. Higgins in that situation. And you talk about being comfortable and cautious of things that are going on.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah,
you got
great
two
point.
Of your wide receivers.
That's right, because T. Higgins got franchised, mm-hmm. and in almost 1,000% certainty, he's going to be a free agent next year.
What does that look like, though? Like, what does the apprehension look like? Is it, obviously, you're just always in the back of your mind, probably worried about getting hurt. But
playing for me. Playing for me. So I'm running different. Mm. Playing for me.
See, I'm thinking of, I got a little soreness in my knee.
Mm.
I don't know if I'm...
I don't think
we'll see that from Ja'Marr. Ja'Marr's situation is a little different because you're looking for a Justin Jefferson contract. So that's going to be and it's the Cincinnati Bengals, but they're not this team that always shells out money and stuff like that. That's going to be a little bit more difficult. Like T. Higgins, I think he's probably on his way out.
So T. Higgins, I would put more in the category of is playing for me.
Yeah, I think that would be the guy if anyone.
Whereas Ja'Marr might just be like, I just got to go out there because I got to get paid this offseason. But he's thinking about getting paid this offseason.
Mm.
He's thinking about whether he's going to have to hold out. He's thinking about, I don't know where this thing is. Like, the fact that it's not a, like, there's a report. Ja'Marr Chase back at practice today. The fact that that's still a story,
yeah.
To me, that's a problem. Because Ja'Marr and the Bengals should, a comfortable situation to me leads me to believe, all right, I really wanted a contract. It didn't get done. I don't have a ton of leverage. I recognize that. I have 2 years left on my deal. I hope we can address this next season. I really don't want to play the final year of my deal without a contract. But I'm here. Let's go get it done. I'm playing football. You don't have to report that I'm at practice. You know, I'm here. I'm a Cincinnati Bengal. The fact that we're getting tweets, Ja'Marr walking back out of practice today. Like, are we doing this every week?
Yeah, I don't know. Look,
does Tuesday roll around and we get the Ja'Marr Chase is at practice tweet?
So, to play Angels advocate.
Oh, it's a new one.
For Ja'Marr
Chase. What are you doing that?
To play that side, I could say Ja'Marr Chase may approach it the way Brandon Ayuk did last year. Right?
Where sure.
It's like, absolutely. I'm about to ball out. Like, I want my money. I want to be one of them top dudes. And I'm going to be here every week, and I'm about to go to work.
Yeah.
It'll be that. I mean, just out of, you know, good energy, I'm mm-hmm. going to say that's how he's going to approach it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
T. Higgins is a concern with how he feels about his future.
Mm-hmm.
Side note about Ja'Marr Chase going to practice and everything. I saw a tweet. Have you seen the video of them walking to practice?
I don't think so.
Hey, guys, make sure you look both ways before you cross the street.
They had to cross a city street in their cleats to get to practice. What kind of locker room situation?
Imagine
is
the
that?
Sacramento Kings had to cross Watt Avenue to get to the practice arena.
Sacramento Kings don't even have to cross Doco.
It's literally,
that's crazy.
It's literally like if the Kings locker room was at Macy's and they had to walk to. They had to walk to the practice facility.
That's amazing.
It's so bizarre.
I did not see that video. That's spectacular.
That's the thing. Like, the Bengals do not pay at all.
Yeah.
They're probably the cheapest team in all of sports.
That's the other thing.
Oh, well, I guess besides this.
Of not paying like that.
Let's get the third team that we all have out. And then we'll get to our differing thoughts on the fourth team.
I don't necessarily feel good about this one, by the way.
We all have removed, and I'll let you start since you said that. We all removed the Buffalo Bills from the playoffs. Mm-hmm. What are you concerned about?
I guess it kind of goes back to, like, I think Josh Allen's that good where, like, the Bills will still be competitive. Like, they'll still, I don't think they're winning the division, but I think they can still compete for a wild card.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, pal. It came down to two teams. It was Buffalo and it was Miami. That's kind of where I was.
I think Miami's going to kind of, like, separate themselves with what they did this offseason. Like, Buffalo really does not have a number one receiver solidified right now. James Cook is fine, but he still needs to prove more. Defense lost a lot of guys. Matt Milano's out for the first few weeks of the season. Tre'Davious White hurt. He's been a key factor for them over the last few years. He might just be gone or retired. I'm not even sure. But either way, they lost a lot. But like I said, I believe in Josh Allen. Like, he's that good. But it was more so I looked at the NFC and I didn't want to take anyone else out there.
Whether it's Hollins or Samuel, Josh Allen has to make a star out of somebody.
Yeah, like he drafted Keon Coleman, I think, second round.
Yeah, and that's...
And I like him.
That's
I think he's going to be a good wide receiver, but he's a rookie. You know what I mean? So...
He's got to make somebody. Because if he's, you know, a 4,000-plus yard guy, he's going to make one of them kids or one of those guys lined up or the rookie they drafted. We say Keon Coleman?
Yeah, I think they'll be anywhere from 8 to 10 wins is their ceiling, I think. Mm. And 10 wins is like, all right, Josh Allen proved something this year.
The Bills, that's the team I didn't necessarily feel great about, like, leaving them out because – regardless of what I say normally, but, you know, going back and forth with people about Josh Allen, I think he's a hell of a quarterback. I think he's a real good quarterback. And he is one of those guys that can give you a chance just because you got him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, I don't feel good just because I'm talking about Josh Allen not making the playoffs. He's that good. I think he can lead them a little bit, but I don't like their roster. I think they're devoid of blue chip talent outside of Josh Allen. And in the AFC, I think that's going to be the difference.
Here's Buffalo's line is graded pretty decently, right?
Which line?
The offensive line. Josh Allen's protection.
It's okay. From what I know, it's middle of the pack.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. I'm fine with that. It's graded just fine, decently. If you give him protection, I think he can make stars out of those wide receivers.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe in Sean McDermott?
No. As a matter of fact, I don't.
If we're kind
and
of-
I think that's another sketchy little subplot to this whole thing, because I love that Bill Belichick is signing a media deal with anyone who wants to pay him. However, if the Buffalo Bills come calling midway through and he's got a franchise quarterback there, I'm not sure he doesn't take that job.
The Bills are kind of that fill-in-the-blank team where it's like, all right, kind of stuck. They've been kind of stagnant, can't get past the second round. Now you've lost your weapons and all that. You might take another step back. We're iffy about the coach. And maybe it's time to take, like I said, that soft restart or whatever. Like, they kind of just fill in all the blanks for that team.
Yeah. Yeah, Buffalo, but I'm not crazy about leaving Buffalo out. That was a tough decision for me.
Yeah, Josh Allen's like the only thing that's making me think about leaving them in.
We all have the Buffalo Bills out. Mm-hmm. You two have the New York Jets in. Mm-hmm. I refuse to do that.
I think you know. I think you see it, but you refuse.
I don't
to do
like it,
it
either. I don't like it either, bro. I don't like it either.
I think he sees it. He's just off the principality of the situation. He won't do it, but I think he sees it too.
I don't like it either, but we could talk about it on the other side. But
Jesus Christ.
We radio now. The season's here. We radio.
Football's back.
The other side. For goodness sakes, head over to maptrition.com. Use the promo code DLO1320. Get 10% off your order. Get that essentials pack. Get you jump started headed into this football season. You need some strength enhancers. They got that. I take them. You need some thermogenics and fat burners. They got that. I take them. You need some cravings crushers. They got that. I take those daily. Those are a huge help, and that's a shoot. You can also get sleep enhancers. You can also get those greens powder to get you micronutrients. Supercharge your immune system headed into cold season. Whatever you do, when you go to maptrition.com, use the promo code DLO1320. They've got the Jets in, but who do I have? Plus, the teams that we differ on in four in, four out. That's next on ESPN 1320. Basketball season to get here, so these people stop saying stupid things.
Real quick, man. We got a sports show. We also have hip-hop and R&B show, man. We in touch with the culture, man. I'd be remiss if I didn't say rest in peace to Rich Homie Quan, man.
Unbelievable.
Passed away of an apparent overdose at the age of 34, man. 34 years old, man. Rich Homie.
It's 2 days after Fat Man Scoop passes away.
Man, come on, man. So... R.I.P. Rich Homie Quan, man. That's terrible to hear. Terrible.
Absolutely. Man, 34 years old. As we get back to football, we're doing our annual four-in, four-out conversations where we talk about what four teams that missed the playoffs last year will make it this year, and thus what four teams made the playoffs last year we'll miss it this year. We all agree. The Steelers are out. The Bills are out. Some of us more begrudgingly than others. The Bucks are out. Now, when you remove a one playoff team division, you got to replace it with someone in the division. We all threw the Falcons in there. We all threw the Bengals in there. You guys threw the Jets in there. And I threw your boy in there. Mr. Spygate himself.
That's not how you should reference him.
Oh.
Reference him as NCAA national champion Jim Harbaugh.
I went with
the respect that should be shown.
I went
to
with
a coach of his stature.
I went with the twice suspended.
Don't do that,
Jim
Come
Harbaugh.
On. Come on, man, just disrespectful of your national champion.
Not my national champion. Hashtag not my national champion. I put the Chargers in there. I do think Jim Harbaugh is going to make a big difference for Justin Herbert. I'm not sold on that one. Like, you could talk me out of it, but I do like this Chargers team. I like them a little bit more than the Jets. I do think, all kidding aside, I think very, very highly of Jim Harbaugh, the coach. Mm. And I think he's going to make a huge difference for the Chargers, but specifically for their quarterback, Justin Herbert.
I mean, look, history shows us that. History shows that he comes in and he turns things around, and at least for the immediate time being, things are better. And he's not even taking, like, a terrible team, taking over a terrible team in this situation. The Chargers are a decent team. They've got talent. They've had the worst injury luck. They've had the worst end-of-game luck or decision-making, however you want to put it.
Probably, you know, a little bit of everything.
Over the last decade, yeah. It seems like.
It stretches back to Norv Turner.
Man.
It's crazy.
They cannot finish a game. They cannot make the right decision to finish a game to save their lives. So, like I said, he's not taking over an also-ran. I think there's enough talent there. Where I actually do think they'll make the playoffs. I don't have them on the list, but I do think they'll make the playoffs. There'll be more teams in, I guess, this year than last year because we'll talk about the other team in a second. But I think they'll make the playoffs. But I got the Jets, though. When I thought about the Bills being out,
mm-hmm.
the direct correlation I made was the Jets being in. And
understandable.
I've settled down a little bit on Aaron Rodgers is just that good because you guys are right. When you look at the last 3 years or so, he hasn't been that good at all, you know. But he also hasn't been like garbage. You know what I mean? He just hasn't been great. So I look at him, if he's average, above average, and that defense plays up to what I think they could be, which is a top five defense in the league.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'll be enough to get them in the playoffs as a wild card somehow, some way. Last year, I think they won six or seven games last year with Zach Wilson, who probably shouldn't be in the league. And they had a tough schedule because they thought they were having Aaron Rodgers, so they played all these marquee national TV games against, like, the Chiefs. So they were able to get six out of that. I think an above-average Aaron Rodgers is good for 2 to 3 wins.
Okay.
And
what was there? You said six or seven?
I think they won six. I'll look right now. I got it right in front of me. They were 7-10.
Okay.
So I think they can get to a 9-8, maybe even a 10-7.
Okay, let's get to the teams that we differ on. We had three the same and one different. Let's start with Captain Obvious. Jesse, who are you throwing out of the playoffs this year?
See, you're building me out to be this villain. And I want better for this city than they want for themselves, to be honest.
Wow.
But I got the Cleveland Browns out.
Wow, shocker.
Cleveland.
Everyone's stunned to hear this.
Well, all right, let's talk
he
about
won't
it.
Even use Quicken Loans to do his taxes. He hates Cleveland so
facts.
Much.
No, let's talk about it. They're like, dude, Deshaun Watson, we don't even know if the dude's shoulder's like fully healthy yet or whatever.
And yeah, probably is.
And he hasn't even
probably.
Let's keep it real. We're still waiting on Texans Deshaun Watson. That guy has not showed up. And I'm not counting on him showing up this year either. Amari Cooper's your number one receiver. Nick Chubb's out till.
Well, wait a minute. Don't do that.
What?
There's nothing wrong with Amari Cooper being the number one receiver.
It is if Deshaun Watson's just average or above average. Like, Amari Cooper's great. Like, he's good.
They have a good line.
Okay.
They got a good defense. They got Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
You really going to throw them out of the playoffs?
Yes.
Was this a difficult decision for you? Because I'm getting the impression that it wasn't.
No, the Bills was difficult. Pittsburgh and Cleveland was pretty easy. The Bucks as well, I guess.
You need to be on camera.
I like Tampa. I like Tampa more than I like Cleveland, I guess.
Damn. That's saying something.
I don't like Cleveland, bro. Like,
that
dude.
That is saying something.
Nick Chubb's not even there. Jerome Ford's fine, but like, we know Jerome Ford, he's going to help carry the offense while Nick Chubb's out. Deshaun Watson, it's all go around the room. Who believes in him?
Well, I do, if, you know.
Raise your hand, then, if you do. Raise your hand.
Raise your hand. Oh, that's not it.
No, that's
not
it. You give him the little halfway thumbs.
Oh. I don't know. I just can't believe that quarterback from Houston is just gone.
I think he's gone.
He's just like, he's just gone.
Now, I will say this in defense of Cleveland, and I'll ask Jesse to answer this question. Even as bad as we look at Deshaun Watson, we don't think he's it no more. They were 5-1 when he got hurt. They were winning games.
Mm-hmm.
They're 5-1. So worst case scenario, Deshaun is that again.
I don't think that's
gonna be 5-1.
No, I don't. I don't think it works that way though. Who you play or whatever, it's different and all that.
But I'm saying they're 15-2 with that rationale.
I don't know they'd be 5-1. But I'm saying we look at a bad Deshaun Watson, and they had enough talent around. And didn't Chubb get hurt in like week two? Wasn't that the Steelers game?
Got hurt in week one or week two. Yeah.
So they were still able to get it done.
They'll be competitive. I don't think they're going to be like 5-12 or whatever it is. Like, they'll be 8-9, 9-8, but it's 4-4 out, man. Should I just throw in my other team we'll have in for them, I guess?
Yeah, I think you're wrong on that one. Who are you?
Oh, wow. All right. Jeez.
I don't know where this is.
I'm going with the Jags.
Cardinals will be in.
No. I'm going with the Jags. They paid Trevor Lawrence. I like Trevor Etienne or whatever. They drafted Brian Thomas. I think they're going to be – I'll throw them in there. They'll be like the 7th seed. I like them better than the Browns. I know that.
Hmm. Is that where Mac Jones is?
Yeah, he's
Mac
the backup.
Mac Jones the backup?
Backup, yeah.
And did you already talk about I was talking to Kyle earlier. Did you throw in the Chargers?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I don't like the Chargers. Like, I was looking for other teams to throw in there, and it's just I can't buy in the Chargers yet.
See?
I understand that. The Chargers, I won't fight for them. Like, that's not one that I'll fight for. I feel more passionately about some of these other teams we have.
See, I have the Chargers in. I mean, this wasn't 5-5, so I couldn't do that. But
you could.
I have the Chargers in.
I got a plus one. Like, you could have had a plus one, too.
Well, look, I got the Chargers in, and in a plot twist, I got the Browns out, too.
Me and Kenya are locked up with these things right here.
I got the Browns out, too. Now, I like the. I think it's going to be tight, though. I think it's
gonna the AFC is going to be competitive. Yeah, it's not like, they're going to be bad. It's just, going with the Jags and the Jets, I guess.
There's going to be a lot of weeks 18 scenarios going down with the AFC. I think that's how it's going to play out.
Like, the Raiders could be in the mix.
Okay.
Raiders could be in the mix.
Yeah, I think that. I don't think that's crazy.
Raiders could be in the mix. It might be one of those like super outside chances or whatever, but I still stand by. I think the Raiders, you know, if things go right, things go great, can be a team that's 9-8, something like that. And 9-8, you're going to be fighting for the final playoff spot.
Let's save yours for last.
Okay.
Your one team, because it's different than mine. And I thought, I give you my word, this is not trying to be like hot take. This isn't going to get clipped and put on social media. We could have a discussion about this rather than put an exclamation point on it.
Well, I'll tell you this.
I'll put a question mark on it. I have the Eagles out.
Mm.
And here's my issue with the Eagles. I think they were worse than their 10-7 record last year.
Hmm.
I think that they panicked this offseason, and I think they're both quality hires. But they went and got Vic Fangio to handle the defense, which that's a solid addition.
It's good. It's not as good as it used to be.
Well, but here's my bigger concern. I have a far bigger concern with the defense rather than Vic Fangio. And it's that it felt like they got old, like in the middle of the season.
Mm.
Like the defense just died in the middle of the season. They look like one thing and they became something else.
I don't think they look. I don't know if it's they don't like Nick Sirianni. They don't like each other, but there was like a disconnect there.
There was something.
I mean, we've seen the ESPN article about Hurts and Sirianni too, so we know that, but.
Yeah, there was something there with those, with that group.
I think, on the defensive point, I think it was personnel. I don't think the personnel was very good.
So that is a problem because they lost Jason Kelce as well.
Mm-hmm.
They've got guys on their offensive line who are battling injuries. And they've got young guys on the defensive line. So if they're young guys, unless they're studs right out the gate, that secondary is going to have a tough time. So if you think it's a personnel issue, Vic Fangio isn't going to help. If Jesse's right and these guys don't like each other, none of this is going to help. And Nick Sirianni, and this is the one above all else that I don't think can happen. Nick Sirianni has to remove himself from everything involving the offense. And even though they hired Kellen Moore, I don't think he's going to be able to do it. Talk me out of the Eagles missing the playoffs.
Well, go ahead, Jesse.
My argument is literally like maybe they can overcome their coach.
They have talent. And I think what Saquon could do alongside Jalen could be really intriguing. I'm just not buying it.
They got to let Kellen Moore cook, to be honest. Like you said, they have to let Kellen Moore cook and just let everyone do their job.
And that's where I feel like Sirianni won't do it. That's the one thing I kept going back to is could Kellen Moore get them to 10, 11 wins? Could that defense, am I completely wrong about the defense? Am I completely wrong about what I saw last year? And can they play well enough together? I'm not talking about a 13-4 season. Can they get to 10, 11 wins and qualify for the playoffs? And in the end, I went with no. I don't think they can.
The path to them getting to the playoffs, possibly even winning that division, because the division is a little suspect.
It's going to get more suspect in a minute.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.